This is Catherine Newman, writer of the Dolly Mama blog. It's April 30th, 2007, and today's entry is Listen to the Wind Blow. Last week, buried under the leaning tower of my to-be-filed papers, I found a poem that Ben wrote exactly 1 year ago. Let's go down to dreamland together and go in the magic world. Fairies swirl around you as we listen to the wind blow. Since the sight of, say, a toenail clipping can fill my crazy eyes with tears, it's no surprise that I fell into weepy nostalgia. The difference in this kid between 6 and 7 is just totally boggling. Last year, Ben's writing was a study in the intricate relationship between spelling and the imagination, between lower and uppercase letters, between an innocent heart and its beautiful poetic expression. And now, well, let's just say I had a great opportunity to mark Ben's development when, after he and a friend disappeared from a dinner party for giggling, hilarity-fueled hours, I went upstairs to use the bathroom and found their colorful, tub-crayoned graffiti all over the shower. Unappropriate words, which were divided into two categories. Beginner included poop, pee, and toilet, and advanced, which was only penis and booty. And then there were the swears. Idiot, stupid, dumb. Ben crept in as I was marveling over their excellent handwriting and turned promptly red. Are you angry? He asked. And when I smiled and said, not at all, he said, I didn't actually think you would be. What's this crossed out part? I asked, and he blushed some more. Worse swears, he said, ones I thought would really make you angry. Upon closer inspection, I could just make them out. For God's sake, and crap. Not crap. I filled with rage. Or rather, I bit the insides of my cheek to keep myself from laughing. Those must have been pretty bad ones, I said evenly. And he said, oh, believe me, they were. Ben, bless him, is dabbling in a bit of gentle hooliganism. It's complicated, isn't it, how we feel when our kids stretch their wings? It starts when they're toddlers and we're totally cheering them on as their spirits brighten and flare, even though it's such an incredible pain in the booty. Wow, you really don't want to put your shoes on, we say. We say, you're so passionate about that cigarette butt in the sandbox, you really want to chew it to smithereens. We rejoice in their emerging selves even as we miss our placid, grinning babies. And it's a process I'm seeing now that just goes on and on. Ben has been a supremely sunny and easygoing child, and he still is, only suddenly he's flexing his independence. And I treasure this expansion even as I can't quite let go of the age of innocence. But I know he's doing exactly what he should be, pushing to see where the boundaries are. You're pushing to see where the boundaries are, I said to him yesterday, after he told me that one of his excellent teachers had spoken to him about an inappropriate comment he'd made at school about a booger. That's how everyone learns what they can and can't do. Even grown-ups still learn that way. But, oh, I have such mixed feelings. I can't tell the whole story here, but it's really a first, this getting spoken to event, however gently it occurred, and it's both small potatoes and big potatoes at the same time. I feel glad and sorry. You don't have to be perfect, I said to Ben. Daddy and I don't even want you to be. I know that, he said. I actually know that. Of course, I can rise to this kind of capital P parenting occasion. It's the everyday that challenges me, since I'm such a controlling, irritable idiot. When Ben sits down to dinner, for instance, and says in the faintest dialect of brattiness, do I have to eat all of this? I snap at him. I worked hard to make that, I say, pulling my maternal martyrdom around me like a cloak, and Ben digs guiltily in to the yam and the hominy stew, which is what we're talking about here, which even Michael looks a little glum about. I mean, really, if you can't be a little bratty about yam and hominy stew, what can you be bratty about? Later, Ben asks suddenly, is this like Puff the Magic Dragon, a land called Hominy? And Bertie answered, yes, Ben, it is. This is the easy part, I know, where they're so innocently naughty it breaks your heart, their pink-cheeked outlaw behavior, and I will doubtless think even more fondly of this time one day while I'm watching the children defend polygamous bestiality on the Jerry Springer Show. But for now, well, one minute they're saying booty crack online at the bank, the next they're giving you a centimeter-tall book made from stapled Post-its that says, I love you, Mama, on every page. I actually love this, Ben yelled from the bathroom where he was standing in the tub, successfully scrubbing the swear-coated walls with Bon Ami. It's like something that would happen in a book. The kids are bad, and then they fix it. It's actually supposed to make you feel like maybe you'd think twice before doing it again, I explained, and he said, oh, I see, and I'm not sure it's working. But here in the magic world, well, everything's probably working just fine.